Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, Anthony Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Kufav, the seventh parak, base core. This daf is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Bembero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, if someone sold a base core and identified it b'simanav u'bimitzarav, by its landmarks and boundaries, but it was discovered that the field did not contain a base core, Pachushtus higio. Then if the discrepancy was less a six, it becomes the buyer's as is without compensation. Ajtus yanake. But if the discrepancy is greater, down to a six, he must deduct from the purchase price according to the discrepancy. This is four times the rate given in the case of hen chaser hen yaser, which allows for a quarter kav per saw. The Rashbam explains, since even without mentioning the landmarks and boundaries, there's an allowance for a discrepancy a quarter kav per saw, this additional language, which implies the field is sold as is, increases the allowance to a sixth. Amoraim discussed the discrepancy of exactly a sixth. Rav Huna says, shtus kapachas mishtus, a sixth is like less than a sixth, and no adjustment is made. Rav Yehuda says, shtus kios mishtus, a sixth is like more than a sixth, and it is deducted from the price. The Gemara proceeds to explain how each Amora reads the Mishnah. Point number two, in a brice from Yossi said, Achim Shechalku, brothers who divided an inheritance and agreed to use lots to determine who receives which portion. Kevin Sha'al Gorla Echomehen, once a lot is drawn for one of them, identifying his portion, Kanukulam, they all acquired their share of the inheritance. The one whose lot was drawn acquires his portion, and the others acquired the remaining estate between them. Rabbi Lezer explains, Ketechilas Eretz Yisrael, it's like the initial division of Eretz Yisrael. Just as that division was effected through lots, heirs can also divide an inheritance through lots. The Gemara says, however, that if the law is derived from the original division of Eretz Yisrael, the lottery should require bakalpi, drawing the lots from a box, and the Urim v'Tumim, similar to the division of Eretz Yisrael. Ravashi answers, in exchange for the benefit received that they consent to each other to divide the estate, gamru maknil hadadi, they fully agree to transfer the shares to each other. And point number three, the Gemara discusses two brothers who divided an inheritance, Ubalahen Ach Mibinus Yam, and another brother came from overseas and claimed a share. Rav says, Batul Machokas, the first division is void, and the estate must be redivided. Shmuel says, Mekamsin, they each take off a third of their share and give it to the third brother, but the original division remains in effect. Rav asks Rav Nachman that Rav apparently holds Hadar Dina, a judgment is reversed if one party was not present for the division. If so, then if two of three partners divide a partnership into three shares without the third party's knowledge, the division should not be effective, and it certainly is. Rav Nachman answered that in that case, Nechisi Adaita de Beit Trasa Amikar, they originally went to divide the partnership with all three parties in mind, so the division is valid. In Rav's case, the estate was divided into two, not three. Shmuel holds Kamdina. The judgment stands, although the division was made without accounting for the third brother. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, if someone sold the base core and identified it b'simanav u'bimitzarav by its landmarks and boundaries, but it was discovered that the field did not contain a base core, pachushtus higio, then if the discrepancy was less a six, it becomes the buyer's as is without compensation. Ajtus yanake, but if the discrepancy is greater, down to a six, he must deduct from the purchase price according to the discrepancy. This is four times the rate given in the case of hen chaser hen yaser, which allows for a quarter kav per saw. The Rashbam explains, since even without mentioning the landmarks and boundaries, there's an allowance for a discrepancy a quarter kav per saw, this additional language, which implies the field is sold as is, increases the allowance to a sixth. Amoraim discussed the discrepancy of exactly a sixth. Rav Huna says, shtus kapachas mishtus, a sixth is like less than a sixth, and no adjustment is made. Rav Yehuda says, shtos kios mishtos, a sixth is like more than a sixth, and it is deducted from the price. The Gemara proceeds to explain how each Amora reads the Mishnah. Point number two, in a brice from Yossi said, Achim Shechalku, brothers who divided an inheritance and agreed to use lots to determine who receives which portion. Kevin Sha'al Gorla Echomehen, once a lot is drawn for one of them, identifying his portion, Kanukulam, they all acquired their share of the inheritance. The one whose lot was drawn acquires his portion, and the others acquired the remaining estate between them. Rabbi Lezer explains, Ketechilas Eretz Yisrael, it's like the initial division of Eretz Yisrael. Just as that division was effected through lots, heirs can also divide an inheritance through lots. The Gemara says, however, that if the law is derived from the original division of Eretz Yisrael, the lottery should require bakalpi, drawing the lots from a box, and the Urim v'Tumim, similar to the division of Eretz Yisrael. Ravashi answers, in exchange for the benefit received that they consent to each other to divide the estate, gamru maknil hadadi, they fully agree to transfer the shares to each other. And point number three, the Gemara discusses two brothers who divided an inheritance, Ubalahen Ach Mibinyos Hayam, and another brother came from overseas and claimed a share. Rav says, Batul Machokas, the first division is void, and the estate must be redivided. Shmuel says, Mekamsin, they each take off a third of their share and give it to the third brother, but the original division remains in effect. Rav asks Rav Nachman that Rav apparently holds Hadar Dina, a judgment is reversed if one party was not present for the division. If so, then if two of three partners divide a partnership into three shares without the third party's knowledge, the division should not be effective, and it certainly is. Rav Nachman answered that in that case, Nechisi Adaita de Beit Chasa Amikar, they originally went to divide the partnership with all three parties in mind, so the division is valid. In Rav's case, the estate was divided into two, not three. Shmuel holds Kamdina, the judgment stands, although the division was made without accounting for the third brother. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Vav, and this siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Sam Fromson from London, as well as from Jacob Selesny from Herzliya. They both suggested that Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking on a thin line, a kav, a thin line. So here goes. The tightrope walker on a rope marking the border of a field, sold Besanov Bimitsarov, which was a little less than a base kor, looked down below at some brothers who just divided an inheritance by lots, and saw trouble in the distance as a long-lost brother approached from overseas, coming to get his portion. So once again, slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must be on Duff Kufav, tightrope walker on a thin line, Kav. The tightrope walker on a rope marking the border of a field, sold Besanov Bimitsarov, which was a little less than a base core, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if someone sold a base core and identified it Besamanov Bimitsarov by its landmarks and boundaries, but it was discovered that the field did not contain a base core, Pachushtos Higio, then if the discrepancy was less a six, it becomes the buyer's as is without compensation. Ajtos Yanake, but if the discrepancy is greater, down to a six, he must deduct from the purchase price according to the discrepancy. So the tightrope walker on a rope marking the border of a field sold Besanov Mitzarov, which was a little less than a base core, looked down below at some brothers who just divided an inheritance by lots, which reminds us, in a brice Rabbi Yossi said, Achin Shechalku, brothers who divided an inheritance and agreed to use lots to determine who receives which portion, Kevin Shal Gorla Echemehen, once a lot is drawn for one of them, identifying his portion, Kanukulam, they all acquired their share of the inheritance. The one whose lot was drawn acquires his portion, and the others acquired the remaining estate between them. Rabbi Lazar explains, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael, it's like the initial division of Eretz Yisrael. Just as that division was effected through lots, Eretz can also divide an inheritance through lots. So the tightrope walker on a rope marking the border of a field sold Besanov Mitzarov, which was a little less than a base core, looked down below at some brothers who just divided an inheritance by lots, and saw trouble in the distance as a long-lost brother approached from overseas, coming to get his portion, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses two brothers who divided an inheritance, Ubal and Ach Medina Sayyam, and another brother came from overseas and claimed a share. Rav says, Batul Machokas, the first division is void, and the estate must be redivided. Shmuel says, Mekamsin, they each take off a third of their share and give it to the third brother, but the original division remains in effect. So once again, the tightrope walk on a rope marking the border of a field sold Besanov Bimitsarov, which was a little less than a base core, looked down below at some brothers who just divided an inheritance by lots, and saw trouble in the distance as a long-lost brother approached from overseas, coming to get his portion. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The cave explorer. Cave? That must be one Daf Kuf Beis. The cave explorer who didn't move the three bodies buried in the Shechunas Kvaros cave, which reminds us, a mission states that if one discovers one or two corpses buried normally, indicating Jewish burial, the bodies may be moved along with the surrounding earth. Because they're buried alone, they may have been buried there temporarily and may be moved. If he found three bodies, if there is space between them 4 to 8 amos, harzo shchunas kvaros, this is presumed as a burial ground, and the bodies may not be moved. So the cave explorer who didn't move the three bodies buried in the shchunas kvaros cave found four bodies densely packed together near an overplanted vineyard, which reminds us, in a brace that the Tanakhama says, matzan resufim, if he found bodies buried close together with fewer than 4 amos between them, they can be moved and are not considered a shchunas kvaros. Rabbi Shimon holds, roinas emsaim ki'ila einan, we view the middle ones as if they're not there, and the remaining bodies can combine to form a shchunas kvaros. The Gemara has said both opinions seem to contradict themselves regarding a vineyard planted with less than 4 amos between the rows, and explains the difference. So the cave explorer, who didn't move the three bodies buried in the Shechunas Kvaro's cave, found four bodies densely packed together near an overplanted vineyard that he intended to move and bury next to the rocks 10 tefachim high that were not measured into his purchase of a base core of land, which reminds us, the seventh parak begins that if a seller says, base core afar nimochilach, I'm selling you a base core of earth, which is land large enough to plant a core of barley, which is 75,000 square amos, hayusham nekayim amukim or sarat tefachim, if there were ravines 10 tefachim deep in the field, or slime gvoin yud tefachim, or rocks 10 tefachim high there, they're not measured with it, and the seller must give additional land to complete the base core. Daf kuf gimel, so the simmer daf kuf gimel is kugel, so here goes. The Yerushalmi took noodles from Kugel's. Kugel's Yerushalmi, that must mirror on Daf Kuf Gimel, Yerushalmi Kugel. The Yerushalmi took noodles from Kugel's that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that a field of Hekdesh is redeemed for 50 silver shekelim for each zero chomer seorim area on which a chomer of barley may be planted. If there were ravines 10 fucking deep or stones 10 fucking high, they are not measured towards a zero chomer seorim, rather, they are independently Hekdesh and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they are included. So the Yerushalmi took noodles from Kugel's that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed, and from some rock hard Kugel's that were less than 10 fucking high, which were counted as long as they were less than 4 kub, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that rocks less than 10 fucking high are measured together with a sold field. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Trushim Sha'amru Beis Arbas Kabin, the rocks they spoke of must be a total area of 4 kubs or less. If the total area is greater than 4 kabin, they're not included in the field's measurement. Rabuk Bar Bachama said, these 4 kabin of rocks are only included when they're distributed within an area of at least 5 kubs. If they are closer together, they're excluded from the field's measurement. So the Yerushalmi took noodles from Kugel's that were sitting in 10 fucking deep ravines in a field given to Hekdesh that were not counted as part of the field when being redeemed, and from some rock hard Kugel's that were less than 10 fucking high, which were counted as long as they were less than 4 kav, to use as a rule to be sure the field he bought was exactly the size of a base core, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if the seller says, I'm selling you a base core of earth, mida bechevel, measured by a rope, meaning precisely, pichas koshu yinache, if the seller gave him even minimally less than a base core, he must deduct that amount from the price. Hosir koshu yachsir, if he gave even minimally more than a base core, the buyer must return the excess. Kuf dalet, so the simmer daf kuf dalet is code. So here goes. The dishonest land seller programmed his sales computer code. Code? That must mirror daf kuf dalet. The dishonest land seller programmed his sales computer code to intentionally calculate extra land so he could force the buyers to pay for the excess, but the plan failed when he lost money to the first customer, who was able to buy it at the current lower market rate, which reminds us, a buyer is not forced to purchase the excess land at its initial higher price. So the dishonest land seller programmed his sales computer code to intentionally calculate extra land so he could force the buyers to pay for the excess, but the plan failed when he lost money to the first customer, who was able to buy it at the current lower market rate, sold multiple base core to the second, and reached a 9 kav limit, which reminds us, if the 9 kavin rule applies even for purchases of many koring. So the dishonest land seller programmed his sales computer code to intentionally calculate extra land so he could force the buyers to pay for the excess, but the plan failed when he lost money to the first customer, who was able to buy it at the current lower market rate, sold multiple base core to the second and reached the 9 kav limit, and retained the property right next to the third, so he had to take the extra back, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that the buyer may return excess land if it borders the seller's own field. Kufhei, so the simmer daf Kufhei is a Russian hacker. So here goes. The hackers, that must be one daf kuf hey, hacker. The hackers who were arguing over proper procedure when a line of code contradicts itself, some saying to go with the last word, and some saying, you split it, which reminds us, Rav holds that Tanaim disagree in a case where the seller said, mida bechevel hen chaser hen yasser, which are contradictory statements, if tough is lashon achron or yachaloku. So the hackers who are arguing over proper procedure when a line of code contradicts itself, some saying to go with the last word and some saying, you split it, were corrected by their boss who insisted you either follow the lesser of the two versions or you go after the last word even where it can't be an explanation of the first. Which reminds us, Rav Huna quoted Rav saying that if a seller offered a price of an istra 100 maz, the first term equaling 96 prutos, and contradicted by the second phrase of 100, the buyer pays 100 prutos. If he said the opposite, then he only pays an istra 96 prutos. Thus, Rav rules like Ben Nanas that we follow the latter expression. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which depth do we learn that a buyer may return excess land if it borders the seller's own field? That's on Duff. Kuftal. Good. Number two, which depth do we discuss acquiring the division of an inheritance through lots? That's on Duff. Kuvav. Good. Number three, which depth do we learn that Rav says that if a seller offered a price of an istro 100 maos, the first equaling 96 prutos, the buyer pays 100 prutos? That's on Duff. Kufhe. Good. Number four, which depth do we learn a base course sold by its landmarks and boundaries allows for discrepancies up to a sixth? That's on Duff. Kuvav. Good. Number five, which depth do we discuss what the din is if the buyer received less or more than the base core offer purchased when the field was measured precisely? That's on Duff. Kufgimel. Good. Number six, which depth do we discuss the public acquiring a path through someone's property through hiluch, walking? That's on Duff. Kuf. Good. Number seven, which depth do we discuss ravines and rocks in a sold base core offer of land? That's on Duff. Kuf Beis. Good. Number eight, which depth do we discuss what is done in a case where a third brother appears after the division of an inheritance? That's on Duff. Kuvav. Good. Number nine, which depth do we learn about the standard dimensions of a burial chamber and the number of kuchin and ma'aros? That's on Duff. Kufav. Good. And number ten, which depth do we discuss if the nine kabin rule applies even for purchases of many korin? That's on Duff. Kuf Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldner from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.